Rock 1110 and 99.3 WBT proudly presents America's Coolest Conservative. Well, proudly could be stretching it a bit. Welcome to the DJ Richie Show.
Hello. Hello. Yep. I'm back. I didn't know if I would make it to a second show, but I have. I've made it. All of your prayers have been answered. I'm here. I didn't think that Breaking Brett was ever going to get up out of here, Lonnie. My man Lonnie's in here with me. You know, you got prestige in the building, and you can tell. You know, the new guy coming in doing the night show. Got to wait for these prima donnas to get out of the way. These superstars. No, I'm just kidding. I'm just kidding. Don't fret it. All right. So we are going to really, we're going to be smoking tonight. And I don't mean smoking the dope or anything. I mean smoking like red hot smoking through this show. And if you're going to call, then you need to bring it. Got Andrew over there on the phone, and last night, I got to be honest with you, I was a little bit lenient on you because I realize y'all are lovable amateurs, but you know, this is WBT. This is not some little cable access show you're calling in to put, you know, some kind of piece of farm equipment on sale. This is the big time. So the number is 704-570-1110. Don't call right now. I haven't told you what to call about yet. I appreciate all the calls telling me how great I am and all that stuff. I really do. But you're going to have to hold that for a minute. Because I got to go to work. I got to go to work, y'all. I guarantee you there is no politician that ever comes through this studio to do an interview that's full of crap like I am. But I'm just joking. They're full of it for real. Wait a minute. Am I not supposed to say crap? I think the program director said crap wasn't a good word to be saying. So I won't say that. All right, look. Let's just dive into everything because I got a lot of stuff coming up that's gonna test your it's gonna test your morals actually when it's time for you to participate. I'm going to see just who you are. Okay. But first, let's get into some heavy hitting news. We're going to talk about President Trump and his foreign policy. If you remember from last night when I told you that I am not an intellectual, I'm not like the rest of the nerds on this station. I'm America's coolest conservative. They're not nerds. I'm joking, of course. And you know what's bad, though, is that they don't really know me. And they may think I'm being serious, but I'm not. I love them. But here's the way I look at President Trump's foreign policy. You got Russia, Putin, playing with Trump, it seems like, at this point. Zelensky, leader of Ukraine, is giving Trump everything he needs. You know, you want a precious mining deal, precious minerals deal. You got it. You know, whatever. Once they gave him that that talking to in the Oval Office that day, Trump and Vance. But Putin's playing games. Iran is playing games. Kristi Noem, who is fine, don't get me wrong. Fine as in beautiful. Fine, hot. She's, you know, still saying Trump says no way Iran can have a nuclear weapon. But Iran is acting like they've got some power in a negotiation. And a side note, I do like Kristi Noem. I do wish, though, that she would pronounce it properly when she says nuclear. She says nuclear. We don't need another official saying nuclear mispronouncing the word. I guess they give her a pass because she's hot. I don't know. But it just doesn't seem like President Trump has the same policy that he had in his first term. We're not seeing the, that wouldn't have happened on my watch, like he said in the campaign. This would have never happened. I'm going to come in and I'm going to settle the Russia-Ukraine war on day one. I don't like how he's buddying up with Qatar. I don't. I'm not an isolationist like a lot of these podcasters and a lot of so-called right-wing radio people are. I'm not an isolationist. I am a playground foreign policy person. That means if you're talking trash, you don't have to talk much trash at all. You'll get punched in the mouth. If I'm Trump, I'm saying, you let me hear one more time somebody over there in the desert say, death to America, and I'm going to drag you out of your castle myself and wear you out. Or you let me hear of you messing with somebody that we like again, and I'm going to put craters in your country so deep they'll never be able to find you. That would need to happen one time, and nobody else in the world would mess with us. Just like when you walk up to somebody on the playground and said, hey, I heard you talking about my mama. I heard you say it. Now, say it again. I wish you would say it again. That's what I'd be telling Trump. I mean, if I were Trump, that's what I'd be saying. Iran, I wish you would say death to America one more time. Let me hear it one more time. Bow-bow. Give him a two-piece and a biscuit right upside the head. So this is my platform for the upcoming election. I'm running for something. I don't know what I'm running for, but I'm running for something. Actually, I'll be running from something, more like it. But that's the way Americans need to act. We are the tough guys and we're the good guys. Why do we let people even act like they're in the same arena as us? Get back to that old Trump that would already punch somebody in the mouth. I think he's listening to that J.D. Vance a little too much. I like J.D. Vance. I don't like him as much as my mama does. I think she got a thing for him. But that's just the way my mama's mind works. That's a side story. How we doing on time, Lonnie? I forgot to take my little card out. I need to wrap it up on this one. Okay, so the police are at the door, I think. The radio police are here because I threatened the whole world. Laying out threats. All right, so our culture is rotting, and there is a study that proves it. It may seem like a little thing to most people, but not to me. We'll get into it coming up next.
More of the TJ Ritchie Show is coming up.
Hey, it's TJ, and yes, it is going strong. The TJ Ritchie Show. It's my new political podcast on News Talk 1110 and 99.3 WBT. And you need to sign up and get all the inside scoop on everything and get the special little perks by being a member of the Ritchie Gang. Be a gangster. Just go to TJRitchie.com and sign up today.
He's radio royalty in the Carolinas and Queen Charlotte's sweetest prince. It's TJ Ritchie on News Talk 1110 and 99.3 WBT.
All right. Feel it, baby. Feel it. It's nighttime in the big city. Even though it's still daylight. We're gonna go by the rule of when the sun goes down, the volume goes up. We're here to have fun, and we're here to learn from each other, share with one another, and not spread hate. Like some person called and said that I was unsophisticated. Oh, it's a good thing I wasn't taking calls at the time, or that would have hurt my feelings. I'm actually very sophisticated. I just like to have fun. You know, I'm unsophisticated. What have I said that's not sophisticated? That President Trump ought to give the leader of Iran a two-piece and a biscuit upside his head? Is that not sophisticated? I guess in the political world, you can't do that. Well, excuse me. Ugh. This is not, what do you call it? Cotillion up in here. Man. All right. There was a study done, and it's all about, non-Southerners say swearing, but we say cussing. So it's all about cussing. And it says that America cusses more than any other country. That was a study that was last year. And then they've done an even bigger study now to find out that it's still true, at least online. Researchers in Australia analyzed almost 2 million web pages from 340,000 sites, 1.7 billion total words, and they found the U.S. leads all other English-speaking nations in online cussing. So you go, okay, well, what's the big deal? Well, that's actually a bigger picture of where our society is and where we have dropped. You know, I am sophisticated in decorum. I think the crash of decorum in our society has been a huge, huge downfall. Because one thing it means that people aren't raised right. I'm sorry. If you will go online and just throw out, you know, cuss words that you would hear in a rated R movie, blank this and blank that and this blank. And I mean, you can't even look at somebody's cooking video on social media now, pretty much without them having to throw in some cuss word that they think is making them sound edgy or cool. So I just imagine at the age of 55, like I am, if I were to go online and just start using profanity out of nowhere, what my mama would say to me. Again, and I'm way grown. So when I started in radio, I said to, when program directors would hire me or hire my late partner Ace and me to do their morning show, they would always say, don't get us fined for language, you know, from the SEC. I mean, I'm sorry, the FCC. The SEC is the best athletic conference in college football. I got it on my mind because LSU is hosting the regional tournament. Be that as it may. And we said, you don't have to worry about that with us because the rule that I set forth was that I will never say anything on the radio that I wouldn't say in front of my mom. My mom is a devout Christian woman. But she's also not a prude. So I can joke with my mom. I can say, you know, if I cuss in front of my mom, it's something that you could say on TV, regular TV, not Netflix and all that. Never would I say blanking this or blanking that in front of my mom. And that has always done well for me in my career. But what happens is you have so many people, and it's a sign of not being raised properly or not being raised in an attentive way because of the breakdown of the family unit in U.S. America. So I'm not even talking about just cussing online when you don't know who's watching it, or that there's a guy that has a very successful social media presence, and he's a chef of some sort, and his motto when teaching people how to do his recipes, and he sells merchandise with it that says, "Don't blank it up." Okay. Now let's just a side note. If you wear t-shirts and hats or whatever that have profanity on them, that have a profane message in there with cussing, then that's a different level to me of trashy. That's just somebody saying, I don't care what anybody thinks. I don't care if it bothers anybody, even children or people with children who've done nothing to me. They're innocent people that I will come in contact with in a store or at a ball game that are going to have to read the cussing on my merch here. But when we operate in a way that we don't care what other people think, it's a form of narcissism where I want to do it, so I'm going to do it. I always look at it like, why would you? Well, one of the things is that people are going to church and being people of faith less and less every year in America, and that's by design from the communocrats, Marxists, who are the in power. You see, they don't want you having faith in something that's not the government. They want to rip everything apart, including our families, our traditions, our faith, because our faith is supposed to be in the government as far as they're concerned. So you end up with more and more people pulling away from the thought of conducting themselves in a more sophisticated manner. And they just think it's cool. Now, am I saying that I don't cuss? No, I'm not saying that. Am I bragging that I cuss? Absolutely, because I can really rip it up. That's a joke. See, I feel like I have to keep telling you people it's a joke because you don't know me yet. I'm very sarcasm. Just like that. I know that the word is sarcastic, but saying your sarcasm sounds funny to me. But when you don't care what other people think, and you look at it as a badge of honor that you walk around and, you know, sure, I'll say it. I say it. Who cares? Then it just shows a downfall in our society where we are just less and less special every day. I mean, we're Americans. This is the greatest country in the history of the world. And it's not because we run around cussing all the time and trying to be cool by using vulgarity. But not just online. If you walk up into a group of people, say you're my friend, and we walk up into a group of people that I know, and I introduce you to everybody, and you start cussing, throwing out the bombs and all, you don't know who in that group might be a preacher. You don't know who in that group is highly offended by what you just said. And it's also, if you can't withstand from cussing while you're having a conversation with somebody, it's a lack of intelligence. I'm going to go ahead and say it. It's a lack of vocabulary skills and social skills. If you have to cuss in every conversation, even with people you just met. So how do we feel now? Americans are the most cussinest society in the world. And you know what? Most of it that I see now is coming from women on social media. it's almost like that feminism, that radical feminism, and that those principles get into women's heads, and they say, "Look, you're not doing your job as a strong woman if you're not acting like the lowest common denominator of men. So you get out there, and if you want to cuss like you're working out on the docks, then that's your right. You do it. Be a strong woman." Can you even teach young girls anymore to be ladies, or is that offensive to women today? I never hear people, "You're going to be a lady. You're going to act like a lady." And ladies don't talk that way. Now, I said that to my kids, and one of them's a boy. So I made him be a lady. No, I didn't. Just kidding. So start to notice these things. And I know you, if you do notice it, I don't know that maybe you know what's causing it. That's what I was trying to explain last night. That's what I do. I notice these things about society and the things that go under the surface to figure out why these little things are the way they are. And again, everything negative in our country can be traced back to some sort of liberalism. Even if so-called Republicans are acting like liberals, which does happen, liberalism is the core of every problem we have in U.S. America. Okay. We have a little fun debate coming up, and it's an update of something that we talked about last night. And we will get to that in just a few minutes here on the Mighty WBT. Hey, it's TJ, and yes, my new political show is on. It's every weeknight from 7 until 9 on News Talk 1110 and 99.3 WBT. So go ahead and add TJ Ritchie to your home screen on the phone and download the WBT app.
The TJ Ritchie Show. He's America's coolest conservative. Welcome to the TJ Ritchie Show on News Talk 1110 and 99.3 WBT.
Coolest, which obviously means unsophisticated, according to that mean person that called in. Andrew, was that a woman or a man that called? A man. So he says. Okay. Well, just trying to break me, you know, these haters. Haters be hating, you know. We have an update on something we talked about last night. We talked about the WNBA and all of the controversy there with Angel Reese and Caitlin Clark. And I think Caitlin Clark got hurt last night, and she's going to be out for a couple of weeks, I think. But the incident we were talking about was when Caitlin Clark fouled Angel Reese in their opening game, and it was done on purpose, which they do in basketball a lot of times, but it wasn't as flagrant and as hard as Angel Reese made it out to be. She flopped, they call it, in the sports world. That's where you get touched, and then you fall out acting like you've just been demolished. LeBron James is famous for that. Which, by the way, in the summer months, I would appreciate it if you call me by my nickname, which is LeBron's, because I get so tan. But I'll let you know when I reach that status. I will either answer to LeBron's or Tanning Tatum. Either one. Okay, so they've got an update here because Angel Reese said in that exchange, because she looked like like she was in the wrong, she started making excuses and saying that the Indiana Fever fans were yelling racist insults at her. So of course they have to jump into action and do an investigation, which they did. And after an intense, thorough investigation, they have determined that there is no substantial evidence that anybody said anything racist anywhere around when Angel Reese claimed that they did. Angel Reese, I think maybe a couple of other players said it too. But of course, everybody is praising the league and praising the Fever, the Indiana Fever, for taking it so seriously and doing the investigation and all of that. But that is one of the most vile things that you can do in 2025 is accuse somebody of doing something or acting in a certain way that makes them a racist. When you falsely accuse somebody of doing that, you're not just, you know, I guess, you know, maybe you think you're trying to get the attention off of you that you did something that you don't like. So you're trying to get the attention off of you, but that destroys people's lives. You know, let's say some person didn't say anything that would be considered a racial slur, but somehow got blamed for it because Angel Reese accused them of it. They could lose their job. They could lose everything. They could be canceled. So I think that after they've done this investigation and all, they should fine Angel Reese and possibly suspend her for some games. I mean, why not? At least warn her and say, if you ever falsely accuse anybody of racism again, you're going to be suspended. You're going to be fined. Because that's not just like saying somebody threw ice at me. You accuse somebody of being a racist and insulting you and using racial slurs. That's a completely higher level. But did they really have to do such an investigative, deep investigation? You know, did they have to do such a deep, thorough investigation? All you got to do is say, hey, if anybody has a video or anything of that nature from the crowd on your social media of people saying racist things, let's see it. If there were evidence that that happened, it would have been on TikTok before Angel Reese could get to the free throw line. And I am obviously on board with the people who are racist. I have no patience for at all. If you are a true disgusting racist and you hate somebody because of the color of their skin, that is one of my biggest pet peeves. I don't want anything to do with you. But when people are falsely accused of it, it's such a serious charge that you don't want for it to become dismissed because people will say, oh, well, she's just saying it. She said it before. She cried wolf before. Because true racism is so disgusting, it needs to be dealt with. It needs to be pointed out. But if you can't believe the person, then it ends up hurting the entire society. Now, I grew up in a very diverse area of the country. Small town called Winfield, Louisiana. Actually, it wasn't diverse. It was 50% white, 50% black. That's not diversity. That's only two groups. And when you grow up in a small town and you realize when you have people that you interact with on a personal level, and you don't look at each other as being, you know, part of this group or that group, you know how valuable those relationships can be. I don't care what color you are. When we take each other as individuals, we can form bonds with each other that are hard to break. But when somebody says, you're white, so you feel this way, or you're black, so you should feel this way, you know, these are the ones that control the power. They're, you know, the Marxist communocrats in our society, the ones that are in power. That's what they strive for. They want us at odds with each other. And sure, the Democrats act like, you know, they're so caring. They care about people. And they don't care about anybody. They care about their power. You know, they care about being able to manipulate people into doing their work for them so that they maintain power. Chaos equals government power, Democrat power. And I don't see that Brittany Griner, as we were talking about last night, who's a famous WNBA player, who was videoed saying some derogatory things about Caitlin Clark because she's white, pointing out that white blank blank whatever. I don't see that, and I may have missed it, but she hasn't been made to apologize. I think she's just a miserable person anyway. Maybe she's not smoking enough dope. I mean, isn't that why she got arrested in Russia? Because she had dope over there? She had a vape or something? She might need to hit that vape a few more times and relax. Just relax, Brittany. Let's see if we can get Brittany Griner on the show. Maybe she could be my first interview. I bet you nobody's ever going to want to be interviewed on this show. I can feel it. That city councilman couldn't have gotten out of here fast enough with breaking Brett when I came in. He was like, oh, yeah. That's nice to meet you. All right. Talk to you later, Brett. He was gone. But it's just so ridiculous. All right. Speaking of ridiculous, AOC is in the news today, and we got to talk about it. We got to talk about AOC, and we'll do that next.
It's TJ Ritchie. Radio, podcasts, and cool social media content. Get all the TJ you can handle at WBT.com/TJ. Now, back to the TJ Ritchie Show on News Talk 1110 and 99.3 WBT.
Yeah, please go follow all of the social medias and everything. I need all the help I can get. I'm building it from nothing, from the ground up. And also, you can watch the show on YouTube if you've got absolutely nothing else going on in your life. I can't imagine that it would be exciting, but... And the lighting in the room is kind of off, so if you go and watch the video on the YouTubes... My face looks really red, like I've been drinking all day. I haven't. It just looks that way because there's a red light right here shining at me, saying that I'm on the radio, right? Isn't that what that is? Like, hey, you're on the radio. Yeah. Thank God that's there. I would never, ever have known. Okay, the brilliant Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez is in the news. Now, before I go off on AOC, I am a firm believer in giving credit where credit is due. And if I see something nice about somebody, I will say it. And Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez is very pretty. Okay, I said the one thing that she has going for her. Because other than that, wow. So it is true that she is actually eyeing a presidential run in the next primary. Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, who is not the brightest bulb in the room. As a matter of fact, if you took her brain and shoved it up an ant's butt, it would look like a BB in a boxcar. This is not a smart woman. But she's out again claiming that she wants to abolish Immigration and Customs Enforcement, ICE, baby. So that is the agency that enforces the nation's immigration laws. She won her congressional race in 2018, partly on the platform that she promised to dismantle and ultimately abolish ICE. Even suggested that illegal aliens deserve a, quote, right of passage into the United States, which means open borders, unvetted, unchecked, just come on in. And why? Again, because people like AOC calls herself a democratic socialist. And I don't know, like, she may even think that that's what she is because people have told her that. Like the Marxists that tell her what to do, the communocrats, may tell her, hey, no, you're not a Marxist. You're not a communist. You're a Democrat socialist. You're a Democrat socialist like Bernie. Which Bernie Sanders is just a plain old commie himself. Handsome as he is, which I don't know why Bernie doesn't just retire from politics and get back on the runway as a model. Because I think he would be much happier. So now she's back again as she's headed into the 2027 presidential primary, saying that she wants to abolish ICE. She said, quote, I believe that ICE, an agency that was just formed in 2003 during the Patriot Act era, is a rogue agency that should not exist. Okay, here's my problem with Republicans, elected Republicans. They don't choose to use solid language describing these types of things. And I suspect that it is because of the same reason that the first caller tonight said that I was unsophisticated. Because the Republicans don't want to be considered unsophisticated. But if you go out and if I were an elected Republican and I heard this hit the news today, I would get to the closest TV camera and microphone and say, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez and all of the other people who think like she does want this country to be under siege from foreign illegal aliens. She wants you to suffer as a law-abiding citizen. She wants you to do without. She hates America as it is. Why is that so hard to say? Why? Because it's unsophisticated. So unsophisticated. You know, people think that Trump is so plain spoken, and then he'll tell you how it is and all. And he does compared to other politicians, but even at times I want him to just, you know, look at somebody like he did when he was running against Hillary, told her she'd be in jail, you know, in that debate. And I hate to criticize him for, you know, for that kind of thing, because he does do a great job most of the time of it. And that's why people love him so much. And that's why people will overlook some things that he may do that they disagree with, because they look at it like, hell, nobody's perfect. But a plain spoken campaign everywhere you look from everybody who's running in the next election as a Republican, fight them on their terms. Republicans always let these Democrats get in the gutter and the media goes down with them. And then the Republicans have to, you know, maintain this air of sophistication and which they could still do. You could say the truth and you could be plain spoken and call AOC out for what she really is, which is anti-American. You could still do that and be sophisticated, but you have to be courageous enough to tell the media, like Trump does, to get out of his face. You know, you got to be able to say, get out of here. I don't care what you say. You're lying. You lie. You're fake news. All of that stuff. But I don't want to dismiss Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez as her not having a chance or just a joke. Nobody would vote for her. I mean, you just don't know how brainwashed these voters can get. I mean, Kamala Harris should not have had more than 1,000 votes. The way they did that, that whole switcheroo, and everybody knew that the people behind the scenes of Joe Biden, all of the professional Democrats, were hiding the fact that he had dementia and that his health was falling apart. And then they just dismissed all of their primary voters and said, this is what we're going to do. We're just going to put her in there. If they were thinking clearly as Democrat voters, they would have said, we're not voting for her. But they don't. They just think and they believe that Republicans are evil. Republicans are terrible. And even if we have to have somebody that we know is not capable of doing a good job, we have to vote for them over whatever, whoever the Republican is, especially if he's Trump. That's how Kamala Harris got votes. And I see the same thing being possible with someone as nutty as Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez. So now I'm going to request that Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez be put on the list of interview requests for this show. I just met these producer guys last night. I'm going to see how good they are. Can track down. Oh, and put Bernie on the list too while you're at it. See if he's got the courage to come on. I sound like the great one, Mark Levin. Mr. Producer, put in a request and ask Bernie's office again if he'll come on.
Hello, America.
That's right. I said it. I love Mark Levin. All right, so we got more coming up next. We're going to get in it. We're going to get in it hard. Got only an hour left. Look at this. It's going by fast. Hey, it's TJ, and yes, it is going strong. The TJ Ritchie Show. It's my new political podcast on News Talk 1110 and 99.3 WBT. And you need to sign up and get all the inside scoop on everything and get the special little perks by being a member of the Ritchie Gang. Be a gangster. Just go to tjritchie.com and sign up today.
News Talk 1110 and 99.3 WBT proudly presents America's Coolest Conservative. Well, proudly could be stretching it a bit. Welcome to the TJ Ritchie Show.
Man, sounds mean. So mean. I don't know why this song sounds mean. It's a very sweet song. It's called Crying Like a Bee. All right. Thank you so much for listening. If you've been able to make it to this point of listening, or even if you just turned it on, I appreciate it. We got a long way to go as far as our relationship here, because I'm not leaving. It would take security to get me out of here. So I'm going to be here for years and years. And so you won't be able to escape it. You know, if you say, all right, I've heard enough of that, I'm not listening anymore, you'll come back. Of course, you can't hear me say that right now because you're gone, but they'll come back. Because it's hard not to love me. But my parents somehow did find a way not to love me. All right. So we're going to have some fun here. We're going to put politics aside for a second and find out just where your scruples lie and how much of a supportive love partner you would be to someone. We got Lonnie and Andrew in the room. Are y'all both with somebody in a relationship?
Yes, sir.
Mm-hmm. Are you married or dating or what?
Dating.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Andrew's on the phone with his girlfriend.
Yep.
All right. So there's a story that has gone viral. I think it was either earlier in the week or the end of last week. And it was a story of a couple. They were at the airport. They were going on vacation. The flight starts boarding. As the flight starts to board, the wife says, "I want a Starbucks." And she takes off. He says, "No, you don't have time. They're boarding the plane right now. You don't have time to go all the way back to Starbucks and get a coffee and make it onto this flight. And we're going to miss the flight." She says, "I'm going." And she goes. While she's gone, it's taken her forever. They have last call before they shut the door. She's not there. The husband gets on the flight and leaves her there with her Starbucks and carry-on bag. And she said later, "I can't believe you left. It's not my fault. The line was longer than expected. It took forever." So here's the question. Would anybody, any man, leave his wife in that situation because he told her not to go? She went anyway. And would any man look at it like, "Well, I'm here doing what I'm supposed to do, so it's not fair that I missed the flight because of your being inconsiderate and selfish"? Which she is. That's what she's being. She's being inconsiderate and selfish. But do you leave her there? I wouldn't. And I don't think most men would. They would want to, and men hearing this story may silently cheer the guy. "Good for you, dude. Way to go, bro. I'd never have the guts to do that, but you did good." But, and it'd be completely different, too, if it were the other way around. The wife could do it and say, "Well, I told you. You're always late. You're always, you know, thinking that you can fit something in when you really can't. You were being selfish, so I'm here and I'm relaxing. You can get here on the next flight, whatever you need to do." Can you imagine what kind of hell that guy's going through right now? And that was last week. He's still going through it. So, Lonnie, you wouldn't do it?
Oh, definitely not. No. Yeah. Man, as a man, you're supposed to be a protector. Mm-hmm. So, right. I mean, why would I leave my girlfriend, wife, whoever there?
Yeah. No,
absolutely not.
But it's probably in a situation where he's like, "She does this to me all the time. She's doing it to me again."
But still, I feel like there needs to be a level of respect. I mean, that's your wife, right?
She's not respecting him. It's Andrew talking. She's not respecting him. She's like, "Oh, well, if you miss it, you miss it. But I want coffee. I want it now." That's what she's saying. She's the one giving the disrespect first. But you have to draw the line, I think. You can't, not, I don't think. I know I wouldn't leave my wife.
Absolutely not. Because, I mean, you're probably going to be hearing about it for months, even years to come.
Yeah, even at that.
She's never going to let you live that down.
No, if she wouldn't let me live it down, no. But I would be probably trying to comfort her. Like, "It's fine. It's okay. We'll catch the next flight," whatever. And you know what that's from? Her being pretty. my wife's really, really pretty.
It's a weakness.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
And she was ugly. I'd be on the beach laid up for 2 days before she got there. I wouldn't even think about it.
Pay it no mind.
No way. So what do you think? This is where you call, okay? And again, you got to bring it. Andrew's going to be rough screening now. He's going to be strict. Cuz again, this is WBT. This is not some fly-by-night amateur operation here. This is the mighty News Talk 1110 99.3 WBT. 704-570-1110 or 1-800-WBT-1110. What would you do in the situation? Do you agree with the guy leaving his wife at the airport? Or do you think he should have stayed and dealt with it? Because like I said, it's hard because there's disrespect there thrown to him. And as a man, you've got to take the disrespect that you know she wouldn't take. But that's what men do if they're doing what they're supposed to do. Because it's not the same way, you know, women don't run around trying to make it up to men whenever they've upset them, you know, like men do. And like, here, I'm sorry, let me do this, or bring you flowers, let me, you know, do whatever to make it right. Because men hate to be the source of a woman's unhappiness. If they're worth anything, you know, if they're the right man, if they're a good guy, they don't want to be the source of the woman they love's unhappiness. And I, you know, I could go more into that from a psychological aspect because I'm an amateur psychiatrist and psychologist, unlicensed. But that's for another time, and I can really knock your socks off with that, with my amateur therapy degree, not degree. But I will say this. And I've always said it, if you've listened to me on the radio for years, you know this. I am an expert on women. I know everything there is to know about women. People laugh until they hear a couple of things that I put out there as an analogy about or analysis about women. And then they're like, okay, I believe you now. You saved my marriage. Oh, I hear it all the time. All right, so go ahead. Call. What would you do? Do you agree with the guy? Do you not? Let's have some fun with it. We'll see what people say next.
The DJ Richie Show. Identifying liberalism. And mocking it relentlessly. This is the DJ Richie Show. On News Talk 1110 and 99.3 WBT.
Hey, I don't know for sure, but I heard that that Mr. Winterbull had the highest rated segment on his show this afternoon that he's ever had. He had some guest on there for about 5 minutes that just killed it. Sent his career to the next level. Oh, wait a minute. That was me. Huh. You're welcome, Mr. Winterbull. I'm here to help you all. Actually, they can track that sort of thing, and I would love to see how many people tuned out during that. But I ain't mad at them. Whatever. All right, here's the situation that we're talking about. All in a nutshell, what happened? A guy and his wife flying off on vacation. They're at the airport. The plane is boarding, and she decides, I'm going to run back down the hallway here by the, you know, down the midway or whatever you call it at the airport and get a Starbucks before we get on the plane. He said, you don't have time. We're getting on now. You're not going to get back here in time. They're going to leave us. No, I'll be fine. She comes, by the time she gets back, he's already been warned. Last call, we're closing the door. He got on the plane, left her there. So, who agrees with him? If anybody agrees with him, we want to know, what are your thoughts on this? You got to assume that this is her behavior. There's a evidence that she does this all the time. This is a pattern for her. That's what I would assume. Because I mean, he would just really be a jerk if this was the first time anything like this had ever happened. So, what do you think about it? Let's go ahead and zip through these. Greg, what do you think? Would you have left her or not?
Man, you know, first of all, welcome to WBT family. Glad to have you. But I sure as heck don't want to go on record as saying you should leave her. But I think more, like you were hitting that, I think more needs to be known about it. Is he going to miss his daughter's wedding, a funeral?
Yeah.
Then maybe what kind of valuables do they have in their checked-in luggage with nobody there to pick it up, too, you know?
Yeah.
And like you said, is this some common shenanigans she does already? It's hard to say, man. I don't know. But well, I definitely would not say leave your wife, you know.
No, it wouldn't be. There wouldn't be any reason for me, even if we were going and we were flying to our daughter's wedding or whatever, I wouldn't leave her there, especially for that. I would try to make her feel guilty though as much as possible. No, I'm kidding.
Oh, you
wouldn't do that.
Have a get out of jail free card.
Yeah, you know those don't last as long for us as they do for the women's.
Oh no, they expire the next day. Yeah. What are you talking about?
I know. Yeah. All right. Well, thanks, Rodney. Appreciate you being out there, buddy. Talk to
All
you
right,
soon.
Man. All right. Later.
Greg. Hey, Greg. Greg.
Yep.
Hey, what would you do, man?
Hello. I think you got me mixed up. I'm Rodney. That was Greg.
Oh, I'm sorry. I was looking at the wrong one. Sorry, Rodney. I'm still an amateur at this. I've only been doing this for 30-something years. I'm still learning.
I hear you. I hear you, man. You just got to take charge of the man. You ain't going to have that.
Wait, you're breaking up. You said take charge as the man. You would leave her there? Okay, he dropped. All right. So see if we can get him back.
Do something better.
Okay,
you know?
There you are. All right, so you dropped out of there, Rodney. You said you would or wouldn't have left her.
I wouldn't have left her, but you got to take charge as a man. You shouldn't have that problem.
Yeah, that's right. If he'd been acting right as a husband, she'd have never even thought about it, right?
There you go. and now he went on an airplane. What was she doing when she got left behind?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, probably up to no good.
Basically, this was her boyfriend. Was his name the Grand Piano?
All right, cool. Well, thank you very much, Rodney.
You too, brother.
Right. Hey, is this Greg now?
It is.
Hey, Greg, what would you do in this situation?
I tell you what, man, I just don't know. I mean, could you imagine the depths of hell you'd have to live in once she catches up back up with you?
Oh, I mean, not even that. I would just, it would eat me up to know that I had just left her there, even though I would feel like, you know, she deserved it because she always does this to me and all of that. It's still, this is your wife. This is the person that you're supposed to protect and you're supposed to honor and all of that stuff.
Well, I hope
especially at airports.
Extra time he had there.
Yeah.
To either move his stuff out or hers, because you can't lay next to that forever.
No, I that would always come back. You left me at the airport. And say, well, I left you with a vanilla caramel latte or whatever it is, white chocolate latte. So you must have been happy.
Yeah, they're no coming back from that.
No.
Hey, but man, congratulations on your new show, brother.
Thank you, man. I really appreciate it. Thanks for being out there.
I look forward to listening to you every night, okay?
Thank you so much. Take it easy.
Am I under your top, under your 20 people so far, or have
well,
you been over 20 yet?
I think we had to cap it at 11 because people move in and out, you know. I don't think I've had more than 11 people listening at one time, so. But you're definitely in the rotation.
Okay, brother, well, you take care. Good
All right.
luck.
Thank you. All right, so. Nobody really said I would have left her there, you know, because they're probably scared their wives would hear them on the radio saying that. No, but I mean, that's a good sign, because, you know, your spouse is going to do stuff that aggravates you, and sometimes they're going to be selfish about things and all of that. But I mean, for the sake of argument and all that, didn't say anything about it being an important event that one of them had to be at, no matter what. You know, it was a vacation, so we assumed she would just take another flight. Now, here's another one. Let's add to the hypothetical here. Lonnie, if you left your girlfriend, would she get on the next flight?
Definitely not.
No.
Mm-hmm.
My wife wouldn't. She'd get on a flight somewhere else.
If I left her, she'll leave me.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
She'd say, okay, well, you wanted to go by yourself. You're by yourself. I'll see you in a week.
See you never.
That's what she would say. She'd say, I know. I'm going to be gone when you get back. Yeah, I mean, I can't think of any reason. He was saying, is it your daughter's wedding? I can't think of any reason that would be the case. But it would be fun to just, like, when you're playing this little hypothetical. Like, I like aggravating women, you know, just playing with them. And I would get in a group of women, my wife's friends, and I'd say, I would leave her so fast. I'm glad he left her. Teach her a lesson just to watch them get mad. Sometimes they're so cute when they're mad. You know, if it's not my wife, if I make somebody else's wife mad, that's fun. But you got the right type of relationship. You can joke around with each other. Like, as a joke, I would leave my wife there. Ha 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 ha. How funny. So I never did. He was on the phone over there. Did Andrew say he has a girlfriend or not? He's young. You got a girlfriend? No. I didn't think so. No, over there wearing a Bass Pro shirt. You're not going to get any women like that. I'm just kidding. He's a sweet boy. And, you know, he's been educated properly because he said he's been listening to me on the radio since he was in high school. So, obviously, he's got a good foundation. I've learned him all kinds of things. Okay. All right. We got to focus on something serious next. Just how much it's hurting people to claim that they are a different gender, a different sex than they are. Some of this stuff is getting serious, and it's more self-destructive in cases now. I'll tell you what I mean, because it's obviously a sensitive subject, and I don't want to just start, you know, being all flippant about it before we can get into it. So we'll do that coming up next.
Hey, it's TJ, and the TJ Ritchie Show will be a multi-touch marketing option for all the cool businesses in town. I have no idea what that means. That was written by our business department, obviously, for me to read. If you're a cool business, I guess you know what it means. So go to tjritchie.com and find out more.
It's TJ Ritchie. Late, live, and local. It's the TJ Ritchie Show on News Talk 1110 and 99.3 WPT.
All right. Getting down like a hound. That's what we're doing. Ooh, ooh, ooh. Man, it's flying by tonight. This show is flying by. I tell you what wasn't flying by. My drive in here from Lake Norman. Man, that's killing me. That's going to make me quit this job before I'm here a week. I can't be out in the traffic with evening people. Have y'all ever seen evening people on the road? They got a whole different look about them. They're scary. Scary. And I don't get in the rich people lane either when I'm coming in. Because if the traffic's that bad, I mean, they got it cranked up to $11. You go $11 a mile in that rich people lane, or it seems like it. Rich people lane, a.k.a. the toll lane. Okay, I know I was going to talk about the transgender topic here, but then I thought as we were coming back on the air, that I would maybe go back and explain something that I alluded to in the earlier segment, and then we'll do as the last segment today, the one about the segment on transgenderism. A minute ago when I said that if a husband or somebody that is trying to be a husband, that what his goal is, I said that it's his biggest fear is to be the source of unhappiness for the woman that he loves. Now, a lot of people hear that and you listen with cynicism because you have personal situations where you weren't treated that way by a man. And to that, I say you were with the wrong man. I'm talking about good guys that are loving and the type of guy that you can look at and say, he puts me first. Okay. And here is the example that I always give. And I made this up years ago, and people seem to connect with it. So I'll throw it out there again. Because I'm the newcomer on this show. I mean, on this station. Ladies, think about this. If you are with a guy, whether you're married or in a serious relationship, let's just say you're married for the sake of the hypothetical situation. So you and your husband love milk in your coffee. You don't like coffee without milk in it. Neither one of you can really drink it unless it has milk in it. And that's, you know, both of you know that about each other. So he gets up for work and leaves before you get up. He gets up one morning and he sees that there's only enough milk for one cup of coffee. If he leaves it for you, that's a great sign. If he takes it himself and isn't considerate about what you're going to do for coffee, he's not the right guy for you. That little test. And I'm not big on giving guys tests and saying, oh, he's, because you see that on social media all the time, girlfriends testing their guys with stupid things. And if he doesn't answer properly, whatever question they ask him or whatever, they say, oh, well, I don't want him anymore. That's not one of these situations. This is just what you can play in your mind and say, would my husband leave it for me? Even if it means he's not having any coffee, he can't get his day started without coffee, or he had to take his that morning black and just choke it down, whatever. Now, personally, I would not even consider taking it, and I would leave it for my wife. And then people will say, well, what if it were reversed? This is not one of those things that you can reverse. Because as the man, you should want her to take it if she gets up first. If I got up to go to work after my wife had already left and she had gone without coffee or drank her coffee the way she didn't like it or whatever, because she left the last little bit of milk for me, I would be upset. I'd feel terrible. This is not a test that you could play both ways. It's just testing the man. And a lot of people, women especially, will get mad at me for saying this type of thing, because, you know, I don't need a man to do just because a man leaves me. So I can get my own. I could have figured it out and blah, 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 blah. But that's because it has been drilled into women's heads for so long now that traditions in relationships and families and all are wrong and degrading, which is so stupid and destructive. The man is supposed to sacrifice for his wife. A man is supposed to protect and strive for her happiness wherever he can. That's old fashioned, okay. Whatever. And then some guys will get mad at me for saying that, giving that little example. Accuse me of doing what Oprah used to do. She'd get all the housewives mad, so when their husbands got home, you know, they'd have to deal with it. She would. They'd start watching Oprah in the afternoon, and by the time their husband came home, they'd be fit to be tied. Oprah said, you blah, 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 blah. Oh, man, I can't imagine sitting down and watching Oprah front to back. Ugh. Shoot me. You know, and some of the questions that I would get from, you know, people in the talk radio world, knowing that I'm coming on board here about my talk radio background and all of that. And I said, I don't have that. I'm not a journalist. I'm not a, you know, an intellectual of any kind. I'm not a political science major, any of that stuff. But I am as conservative in my life and in my views as you can get. I have two kids. They're grown now. My daughter is 25 almost, and my son is almost 22. He just graduated college. You know, standing up there in front of a bunch of Marxist professors and all. Those graduation ceremonies would take a lot less time if the Marxist professors and deans and all would stop getting up there bragging on themselves and trying to get other people to sign up to go to school there. And it doesn't matter what it is, whether it's just a regular Marxist school or even my daughter went to an HWCU, historically white college and university. I'm kidding. She went to a school in Nashville, and it's a Christian university, and even they had all those. You know, you could just smell the Marxism on the stage. But anyway, people ask me what my credentials are and all that kind of stuff. My kids weren't even allowed to watch Sesame Street growing up. I didn't allow that because of the liberal indoctrination that comes off of it. So, yeah, I'm traditional, old-fashioned, whatever you want to call it. But my wife's loving her coffee in the morning. She's not complaining. All right, so we'll get on to the gender confusion situation coming up next.
The DJ Richie Show, bringing the heat.
Oh, hot, hot, hot.
Whatever that means. This is the DJ Richie Show on News Talk 1110 and 99.3 WPT.
That's good. Yeah, I got to have this kind of stuff to keep me up this late. I still do a morning show syndicated onto radio stations across the country. And I'm still doing that job, too. So I'm up in the mornings and up in here at night. That show's called the TJ and Riggins Show. If you want to hear that on podcasts and stuff like that, you can. Just go to tjritchie.com. You can get all that stuff. Or WBT.com/TJ. Okay. With the transgender movement, as President Obama pronounces it, movement, I know that it's very frustrating at times when, you know, you talk about the males in girls' sports I know that it's frustrating when we are, you know, up until the past year or so, it was demanded of people in U.S. America to go along with somebody just because they say that they're a member of the opposite sex. But let's look at it for a minute on something that I think is becoming more of a problem, is the individuals. The individuals who think that their problems are answered by pretending to be or having surgery to become a member of the opposite sex. The left is always talking about mental health, mental health, mental health. They've got, you know, these therapists and all that are just, and not all of them, I don't want to get sued, not all of them, but a lot of them are just looking to cash in. And that's why when you see a young person, especially the lower end of the millennial generation, and then all of the Gen Z, the Zoomers, they call them, they will dismiss you as someone they want to be around if you're not in therapy, because they've been convinced that everybody needs therapy. Everybody can benefit from therapy. So they scream about everybody needing therapy until it comes to a person that is on their list of marginalized peoples, such as people who think that they are a member of the opposite sex or wants to become a member of the opposite sex. That's when therapy needs to be given. And that's when we should encourage people to get good therapy. But see, with the situation now where people aren't trusting therapists, they're not trusting the medical community as much anymore because of, you know, what Fauci and all of them did. It's really, really dangerous in our society. So if we strip away all of the frustrations that we have of the negatives, which there are countless negatives with the transgender movement, and think about the individuals. And this is just an example that I saw that this hit me with. This is a young woman who calls herself non-binary. And she has been diagnosed with a female problem, a problem in the female area. Okay? And this is what she's worried about. Listen.
I am trans non-binary and I have suspect endometriosis. Yes, we exist. My gender has made finding a diagnosis and treatment a lot more difficult for me, not only because it can be really hard to advocate for yourself when you don't know that people are going to respect your gender identity, but also because a lot of the treatments available for endometriosis do not fit with the lifestyle that I want and honestly would make me extremely dysphoric and just not be a good fit for me. And I think this needs to be talked about more because this isn't just a thing that happens to me, but I don't see anybody talking about it. And that makes me really sad because this is something that has been a massive impact on my life. And the fact that some people aren't getting care for it because they're scared of what will happen if they go to the doctor and the doctor tells them, oh, the only way you can fix this is through taking birth control. That's scary. Like, I knew for myself at least that birth control wasn't an option for me because I could not mentally handle knowing the fact that I was putting in traditionally female hormones.
Okay. So this individual, she's not screaming and raving and raging and all about you need to respect my pronouns and all of this stuff. She's just expressing how upset she is that she has endometriosis. Men don't get endometriosis. Last I checked, I've never heard of a guy having endometriosis. But she's so scrambled in her mind that the most important thing to her is not getting treated the way a traditional woman would be treated. Meaning, you know, treated by the doctor, not treated as in how you're handled. So the problem isn't that we need to find a way to treat non-binary people, or women who claim to be non-binary or a member of the opposite sex, how to treat their endometriosis without upsetting them and treating them in a traditional, you know, with the way you would treat a female. And how often is this happening? Now, see, a lot of these doctors that perform these procedures and all, they do it because they know that for the rest of this person's life, they're going to have to come in for regular visits, regular medication. They're never going to be without having to go to a doctor. Them, you know, coming to me. You got to come to me. I'm your doctor. So, is this even one more thing that's unhealthy about people thinking that they are a member of the opposite sex or non-binary? Meaning, you know, they don't feel like they belong to either or they belong to both or whatever it means. It's sad. And trust me, I'm with you with all the frustrations that I mentioned earlier. And it's so horrible for our society. But how bad is it on the health of each individual that acts this way? And how would people on the left treat this situation if a person had an illness or their child had an illness and they said, well, because of our religious beliefs, we don't believe in medication or doctors. You know, you see that come up on TV or in movies all the time. They would be saying you need to treat that child. Your religion is, you know, keeping you from saving the child's life or whatever. And she really feels this way. This is an example I wanted to use because she's not, like I said, screaming and demanding and all of that. She honestly believes that it's going to be worse for her to receive treatment that a traditional woman would receive rather than get the medications and the treatment that she needs and be treated as a woman. It's going to be more destructive to her to be treated as a woman when she has a condition that only women have. She's, you know, looks to be early 20s. And then she's got the, you know, the stereotypical look. I think her hair is pink and she's got a septum ring. That's the one that goes through the nose like a bull. And I know she's got family members and parents who could say, hey, look, this is serious. We need to get you some help for your physical condition and your mental condition. She ought to call me. I can help everybody. I just don't, you know, I'm working two jobs now. I don't have time to be, you know, be helping everybody, but I could work her in, get her some help. See, she'd probably be freaking out by my referring to her as her and she, more so than, you know, knowing she's got endometriosis and refuses treatment. It's the priorities that our society has put upon so many people now. And it's sad. So I hate to end the show on such a downer, me being all serious and everything, but you know what? Got to keep them guessing. You don't ever know where this show is going to turn. If I knew the name of a roller coaster at Carowinds, I would use it as an example. Y'all know the name of a roller coaster at Carowinds?
I don't remember anything beyond Thunder Road.
Okay, so you got to look at this show like it's Thunder Road.
I was going to say Fury 325, biggest giga coaster in the world.
Okay, well, look at it like that. It's twists and turns and drops all over the place. Like the Intimidator. Is it still out there?
It's not called the Intimidator.
Okay. All right, well, I've run out of references to make. Hey, it's TJ, and yes, it is going strong. The TJ Ritchie Show. It's my new political podcast on News Talk 1110 and 99.3 WBT. And you need to sign up and get all the inside scoop on everything and get the special little perks by being a member of the Ritchie Gang. Be a gangster. Just go to TJRitchie.com and sign up today.